you all for coming. Thank you for checking your mobiles also. Let's continue today with chapter 9, text 2 of Bhagavad Gita as it is. There's a rich purport, and we only covered part of it, so we can continue. Rajavidya,
Rajavidya,
Rajaguhyam,
Rajaguhyam,
Pavitram,
Pavitram,
Idam,
Idam,
Uttamam,
Uttamam,
Pratyakshavagamam,
Pratyakshavagamam,
Dharmyam,
Dharmyam,
Susukam,
Susukam,
Kartam,
Kartam,
Avyayam,
Avyayam,
Rajavidya Rajaguhyam,
Rajavidya Rajaguhyam,
Pavitram Idamuttamam,
Pavitram Idamuttamam,
Pratyakshavagamam Dharmyam,
Pratyakshavagamam Dharmyam,
Susukam Kartam Avyayam,
Susukam Kartam Avyayam,
Rajavidya Rajaguhyam,
Rajavidya Rajaguhyam,
Pavitram Idamuttamam,
Pavitram Idamuttamam,
Pratyakshavagamam Dharmyam,
Pratyakshavagamam Dharmyam,
Susukam Kartam Avyayam,
Susukam Kartam Avyayam,
Rajavidya Rajaguhyam,
Rajavidya Rajaguhyam,
Pavitram Idamuttamam,
Pavitram Idamuttamam,
Pratyakshavagamam Dharmyam,
Pratyakshavagamam Dharmyam,
Susukam Kartum Avyayam,
Susukam Kartum Avyayam,
Rajavidya Rajaguhyam,
Rajavidya Rajaguhyam,
Pavitram Idamuttamam,
Pratyakshavagamam Dharmyam,
Susukam Kartam Uvayam,
Susukam Kartam Avyayam, Rajavidya Rajaguhyam, Pavitram Idamuttamam, Pratyakshavagamam Dharmyam, Susukam Kartam Avyayam,
Rajavidya Rajaguhyam,
Rajavidya Rajaguhyam,
Pavitram Idamuttamam,
Pavitram Idamuttamam,
Pratyakshavagamam Dharmyam,
Pratyakshavagamam Dharmyam,
Susukam Kartam Avyayam,
Susukam Kartam Avyayam.
This knowledge is the king of education, the most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge, and because it gives direct perception of the self by realization, it is the perfection of religion. It is everlasting, and it is joyfully performed. Continuing the purport, this knowledge is the purest form of all activities, as explained in Vedic literature. In the Padma Purana, man's sinful activities have been analyzed and are shown to be the results of sin after sin. Those who are engaged in fruitive activities are entangled in different stages and forms of sinful reactions. For instance, when the seed of a particular tree is sown, the tree does not appear immediately to grow. It takes some time. It is first a small sprouting plant, then it assumes the form of a tree, then it flowers and bears fruit, and when it is complete, the flowers and fruits are enjoyed by persons who have sown the seed of the tree. Similarly, a man performs a sinful act, and like a seed, it takes time to fructify. There are different stages. The sinful action may have already stopped within the individual, but the results or the fruit of that sinful action are still to be enjoyed. There are sins which are still in the form of the seed, and there are others which are already fructified and are giving us fruit, which we are enjoying as distress and pain. As explained in the 28th chapter of the 7th chapter, 28th verse of the 7th chapter, a person who has completely ended the reactions of all sinful activities and who is fully engaged in pious activities, being freed from the duality of this material world, becomes engaged in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. In other words, those who are actually engaged in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord are already freed from all reactions. This statement is confirmed in the Padma Purana, aprarabdha phalam pāpam kutam bijam phalam mukham krameinaiva pradiyeta Vishnu bhakti ratatmanam. For those who are engaged in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all sinful reactions, whether fructified in the stock or in the form of a seed, gradually vanish. Therefore, the purifying potency of devotional service is very strong, and it is called pavitram uttamam, the purest. Well, om jnanatim yinantasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshun niditam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manopistam sthapitam jena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam tathati shabadantikam vandeham shri guru Sri Tathapada Kamalam, Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha, Sri Rupam Shagrajatam, Shahagana Gaganatam, Vitam Stam Sadivam, Sadvaitam Savatutam, Purishana Sehitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Padam, Sahagana Lalita, Sri Vishakhanditamscha. He Krishna Kuruna Sindho, Dina Bandho Jarat Prate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Gata Kanta Namostute, Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi, Gadhe Vrindavaneshari, Vrishabhanam Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye. Vancha kolkata gurubhyascha kripa sindho bhyayevascha pratitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashari Kumbhola Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Pavitram idam uttamam. Pavitra means pure, and here Srila Prabhupada is explaining that. He essentially glosses this verse from Padma Purana. Aparabdha palam papam ikutam bijam palomakam kamenaiva pradiyeta Vishnu bhakti yatatmanam. Srila Prabhupada explains this same verse in the Nectar of Devotion by giving the example of a person who has committed a criminal act. There are different stages of implication. In the beginning, Lord Prabhupada explains all of these stages, not just by criminal act, but he begins that sometimes the sinful activity is not yet developed, even the desire is not yet there. but its potential in the heart. Prabhupada's like a child. A little child doesn't have sex desire, but the potential is there, and therefore when the child reaches puberty, the desire will come out. It's there, but not yet manifest. So that's one stage of desire. Then, the next stage, it becomes desire. I want this. I want to do this. That's the next stage. So, moving from that, now let's come to criminal activities. In the beginning, one isn't desiring to do anything criminal, but it's there. The desire is potentially there, and it's just waiting to come out. On account of his previous life's activities, the desire is there, but it hasn't yet come out. But then it comes out. Wow, we could rob the bank and we could make 100 million rand. No, not Harry Bull. Now it becomes a desire. But just, you don't get thrown in jail for desires. So far, it's only a desire. The desires are dangerous. The next thing is, because he's desiring, he starts planning. And the next thing is, he does it. So now he's done it, but he's still a free man. But now, there's an all-points bulletin now that someone has robbed a bank, here's his description, and now the police are going to be chasing. And finally they'll catch up with him. And then he gets thrown in jail. Now he gets the reactions. So all of those stages are involved. Unmanifest desire, the seed of desire in the heart, then it sprouts, then it becomes manifest as sinful activity, criminal activity. Then finally it becomes manifest as punishment. So he got his karma. So these are all different stages of sinful reaction. The reaction is inherent in the activity that he's performed, the criminal activity, and it's even inherent in the desire or the potential desire. But it becomes mature when he's finally caught and imprisoned. But all of those stages are problematic. They're all sources or potential sources of suffering. So we have this problem that we, like the man who's robbed the bank or about to rob the bank. Trouble is waiting for him. So we have these different stages of sin. Sin means illegal activity. Activity which is against the laws of God, the laws of nature. These are called pop, or sinful activities. And where we have all of these problems, that I not only have the problem of sinful activities for which I'm suffering, one problem I have is sinful reactions I'm suffering for. So someone's ugly, someone's uneducated, someone's this, that, diseased. These are all sinful reactions. Then there's just the that I've done sinful activities and it hasn't yet caught up with me. I robbed the bank but haven't been caught. Then there's the sinful activities I'm desiring to commit, and the ones that I'm not even yet desiring to commit, but I will desire to commit on account of my previous karma or my previous desires. So we're caught up, we're entangled by all of these different stages of sin. But Kramenaiva Priyetam Vishnu Bhakti Ratatmana, for a person who's engaged in Krishna consciousness, all of these are practically finished. Yesham Twantagatam Papam Chananam Punakarmana Te Dvandvamoha Nirbhukta Bhajante Mam Dhritavrita. Who can engage in Krishna's service? The person who's come to the end of sinful activities. Antagatam Papa. Antagatam means he's reached the end. Jananam Punyakarma. And whose activities are all pious activities. Te Vandvamo Anirmukta. Such a person can be freed from duality and illusion. Bhajante Maam Vrithavata. And that person can engage in Krishna's service with determination. Therefore, the spiritual master requires of the disciple no gambling, no intoxicants, no meat eating, no illicit sex. Antagatam papam. No more sinful activities. No more sinful activities. Antagatam papam. And Jananam Punyakarma, just like Narad Muni met the hunter. And there was some discussion, and Narada convinced him that you're going to suffer like anything. These animals that you're killing are all going to come back that you're half killing and putting through excruciating pain are all going to come back on you and subject you to similar suffering. And Kanchi was convinced, what do I have to do? When he said, stop this business. Yeah. At least kill them completely. No, I don't want to kill anymore. All right, then give up your bow and arrow. Stop your sinful activities. And make a little hut on the side of the Ganges. Make a little hut. Grow the Tulsi plant. Offer obeisances to Tulsi, chant Hare Krishna. Jananam Punyakarma. Engage in all purifying activities. So the hunter did that and he became a great devotee. Stopped his sinful activities and he took up pious activities or transcendental activities. So in this way, one becomes freed from duality, free from illusion, free from the misconception that the body is the self, free from heat and cold, happiness and distress, I like it, I don't like it, and simply engaged in the devotional service of Krishna with determination. Or, Prabhupada turns it around, anyone who's engaged in the service of Krishna with determination must have come to the end of sinful activities and must have performed pious activities. Kaho vata svapacho to kariyan yas jivagre vartate namatubhyam tapastapus te who is far arja namanti grinanti namanti grinanti te, like that. Person who's taken up the chanting of your holy name must have already visited all the places of pilgrimage, bathed in all the sacred rivers, studied all the Vedas, performed all tapasya, because he's chanting your holy name. Just like a person who has a PhD, he must have an MA. He must have a BA, because he has a PhD. So it's You don't have to ask. Yes, I know you're a PhD, but do you have an undergraduate degree also? It's understood. So anyone who's chanting Hare Krishna has a PhD. He's already surpassed the lower stages. He's become purified. Otherwise, how could he be chanting the holy name of the Lord? Even if we see some apparently some apparent contamination, still it's understood that he's chanting Hare Krishna. So he's come to a very high platform. Pavitram Uttamam. Devotional, purifying potency of devotional service is very strong, and it's called Pavitram Uttamam, the purest. Uttama means transcendental. Tamas means this material world or darkness, and Uttama means that which is transcendental to material activities. Devotional activities are never to be considered material, although sometimes it appears that devotees are engaged, just like ordinary men. One who can see and is familiar with devotional service will know that they are not material activities. They are all spiritual and devotional, uncontaminated by the material modes of nature. Just devotees are distributing books. But that doesn't mean they're just like ordinary salesmen. Ordinary salesmen may go from house to house peddling books, encyclopedias or what have you. He's an ordinary man trying to make money and be happy. And the devotee is doing the same business. He's going from house to house. Please take these books. So it appears to be the same thing, but it's not. One is an activity performed for sense gratification, and the other is an activity performed for the satisfaction of Krishna. So even though they're superficially the same, they're entirely different. The example given in Chaitanya Charitamrita is that iron and gold appear to be the same thing, they're metal. Why are you saying this is different from that? They're both metal. But gold and iron have an entirely different value. So, Atmendriya Priti Vancha Taribali Khan, activities performed for one's own sense gratification are called Khan, lusty activities. And Krishnendriya Priti Vancha Dari Premana. And activities performed, maybe the same activities, but performed for Krishna's pleasure, are called activities of love. Entirely different. It may seem to be the same thing. Krishna and the gopis are young girls and they're mixing with Krishna, and we're young boys and we're mixing with young girls. It's the same thing, isn't it? No. Because one is for our gross sense gratification, our own enjoyment, and the other is only for Krishna's enjoyment. So one is pure, not pure, but other sense gratification, and the other is pure devotional service. Or in ordinary affairs. Even Prabhupada mentions in his opening note to Srimad Bhagavatam in the first canto of one volume. Said, they see that we're moving in the paper market, they see that we're moving to the printers, among the printers. They see that we're selling books, and it looks like we're doing business looks to them like we're doing business in the dress of the renounced order of life. But that business is transcendental. We're not ordinary publishers or ordinary book distributors. This is for Krishna's pleasure. So all the activities of devotional service are spiritual and uncontaminated. Even the activities one performs in ordinary household affairs become purified when they're connected with Krishna's service. They're not sinful activities. They also become part of devotional life. It is said that the execution of devotional service is so perfect that one can perceive the results directly. Prachakshadvamam karmyam. Prachakshadvamam means directly perceived. This direct result is actually perceived, and we have practical experience that any person who is chanting the holy names of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, in course of chanting without offenses, feels some transcendental pleasure, and very quickly becomes purified of all material contamination. This is actually seen. Furthermore, if one engages not only in hearing, but in trying to broadcast the message of devotional activities as well, or if he engages himself in helping the missionary activities of Krishna consciousness, he gradually feels spiritual progress. This advancement in spiritual life does not depend on any kind of previous education or qualification. The method itself is so pure that simply by engaging in it, one becomes pure. There's more, but maybe we'll stop here and see what questions there might be. Mm-hmm.
You said something that when one performs devotional service, he experiences that he is out of a body concept. Is it because he experiences transcendental bliss and he realizes that because I'm not gratifying my body, I'm happy? Therefore, he realizes this is due to the devotional service, not bliss.
I couldn't sort out what it is that you're trying to verify. Say it again.
Asking. When the person performing devotional service is experiencing bliss.
Right? He's performing devotional service, he's experiencing bliss.
Yes,
okay.
And he realizes because I'm not gratifying my senses, therefore this bliss is not material. Is that, could that be considered that the person is beyond the bodily concept?
He realizes this bliss is not material. Can it then be considered to be beyond the bodily concept? Yeah, that when he's chanting Hare Krishna, then he's, even without, it's not that he philosophically has to understand anything, but he's chanting Hare Krishna, he's directly engaged on the spiritual platform. He may not even understand, probably gives the example that a man has become the assistant to a conductor on the train. And the conductor says, all right, now turn this wheel, now press this button. And he's doing it. So he doesn't really understand what he's doing. But because he's acting under the direction of the conductor, he's practically as good as the conductor. He's running the train. He's been promoted to that status. So the person who's engaged in chanting Hare Krishna, he may not even know what he's doing. He doesn't philosophically understand the depth of the holy name and so many things he doesn't understand. But because he's engaging in chanting the holy name according to the direction of the spiritual master, he's engaged in spiritual activities. Spiritual master says, bow down before the deity. He doesn't know what he's doing. All right, Guru Maharaj said, when I enter the deity room, I should bow down. But he does it. Even without understanding, he's acting on the spiritual platform. He's engaging his body in the service of the Lord, offering obeisances to the Lord. So he's engaged in the spiritual, on the spiritual platform, even though he may not be mature in understanding what he's doing. He's compared to the unripe mango. It may be unripe, it still is mango. And when it reaches maturity, it will be sweet, it will be fragrant. So even from the beginning, he's engaged in pure devotional service by following the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master. And as he continues, he'll realize the mature touch by what is that? Some Kali Natvani Vindati. Tat Swayam Yoga Samsiddha Kalinatmani Vindati. Is that what it is? Who has a Bhagavad Gita in the index? You make me do the work. He gyanena sadrisham pravitramiha vidyate tat svayam yoga sangsiddha kalyanatmani vindati. In this world, there's nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Such knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism, and one who has become accomplished in the practice of devotional service enjoys this knowledge within himself in due course of time. Janiti ashu vairagyam gyanam chayadvaita. He's performing devotional service. He becomes accomplished in knowledge. Does he understand all of these things in the beginning? He's just getting some bliss. Does he know factually that he's not this body? Does he may know or not know, but because he's engaged in the practice of devotional service under proper guidance, in due course of time, it becomes mature within him. It develops this knowledge. And nahi gyanena sadrisham pravitramiha. Nothing is pure as such transcendental knowledge. Or Krishna himself is transcendental knowledge personified. When you chant Hare Krishna, transcendental knowledge, the full form of transcendental knowledge is dancing on your tongue. It's just a question of time before we realize that. We simply have to chant without offenses. And then all of these things become possible. In the beginning, we chant with offenses. And by practice, we expect that the offenses will diminish. And in the perfect stage, no offenses. And then one can fully realize. Mm-hmm.
Now, isn't it true there are other systems of atonement? Isn't it also true that only devotional service will remove the kutta and reach?
That description is there in discussion is there in seventh chapter, seventh canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. There's a discussion between Sukadeva Goswami and Rikshit Maharaj about this atonement. Seventh chapter, sixth chapter. Sixth canto or seventh canto?
About the Jubilo?
There's a discussion about this. And the maybe it's sixth canto because after the description of the hellish planets, how can one be free from all of these sinful reactions? And Sukadeva Goswami suggests, well, there's prayaschitta, there are activities of atonement, and that's described in the Vedic literature, acts of atonement. If you did this, then this should be your penance. If you do this, then that should be your penance. According to the severity of the crime, the atonement is prescribed. And as, I took a dollar out of my brother's wallet, okay, then do this. I killed a Brahmin, well, do that. According to the severity of the offense, there's proportionate atonement. But Prikshit Maharaj said, well, we see that people perform these acts of atonement. They sin and they atone, and then they sin again. So it doesn't look like the atonement is so effective. And the appears to be Kundra Shochavat, the elephant bathes in the river very nicely, all clean. And he comes on the bank and sprinkles himself with dust. That's how the elephants, that's their bathing custom. So it looks the same way. A person performs sinful activities and then becomes purified by atonement and then commits sins again. And Sukadeva Goswami accepted that, yes, it's like that. The sinful reactions are cut down, or sinful activities are cut down, but the root is still there. When you cut down the weeds in the field, and you come back a few weeks later, and there are the weeds again, because the seeds and the roots were still down there. And therefore, the sinful activities sprout up again. But devotional service is so powerful that it pulls out this plant of devotional service even down to the roots. Paramani nirdhati kim tujabhati kari. Therefore, devotional service, pure devotional service, will be effective. We're simply cultivating knowledge or performing penance. Will not have the same result. Something else? Then we see the knowledge. The government sponsors some education program. And now people know if I do this, this is what the result will be. If I sleep around, I risk getting AIDS. If I do things, do people stop? No. It's been spectacularly unsuccessful. Who in South Africa doesn't know? Who in Africa practically now doesn't know if I sleep around if you get AIDS? And still, they sleep around and get AIDS. So simply knowledge doesn't solve the problem because the desire is still in the heart.
But here in Padma Purana, we find that even the seed, even the potential plant, all the different stages of implication in sinful life are nullified. Vishnu Bhakti Ratatma for a person who's engaged in devotional service. Something else?
Can I ask another question about it related to something I was asked by?
Well, before we.
I was asked by a person via email and I really don't know.
Well, before we go on to something else, anything about what we've talked about?
We talked about pure devotional service and that you get all the same pleasures. What about like we're trying to practice devotional service and.
Pure Prabhupada explains that pure devotional service can be performed even in the neophyte stage. It's not that first one becomes a paramhansa, then he can perform pure devotional service. Even the neophyte can perform pure devotional service. When he's acting according to the directions of the spiritual master, for the satisfaction of the spiritual master and Krishna, that's also pure devotional service. But it's not mature.